Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and pleasure to address this august gathering on the occasion of the 67th World Health Assembly of the World Health Organization. And as chairman present to this assembly, the highlight of the joint statement prepared by G15 countries. The group of 15 countries identified as G15 is established on the firm belief that there lies a considerable potential for mutually beneficial cooperation and collaboration among developing countries for sustainable development and economic progress. The theme of the World Health Assembly this year is timely. Climate change is perhaps the greatest challenge the world faces today, with impact of environment, social and economic fields. The international community should unite to advocate and implement policies to cope with climate change, including by preventing, mitigating and adapting to its impact on human health. We support the leadership role of the WHO as the directing and coordinating authority on international health work. In order to deal with complex and interconnected health and environmental problems related to climate change, we call upon for further cooperation with the broader range of stakeholders, including UN agencies. To meet the goal of health for all, everyone should have access to safe, affordable, quality assured, effective medicine throughout their life without having to undergo serious financial difficulties when using them. The group acknowledges the value and importance of traditional medicine and need of experience and knowledge sharing for securing public health needs. We urge for cooperation among all countries through visit of expert organization of symposia to encourage the use of traditional medicine in all areas of health. The group emphasized the importance and need of technology transfer as a means to empower developing countries. In this context, we underline the important role of generic medicine in the realization of the right to health. Let us maintain the effort already taken to achieve current health-related MDGs in the post-2015 development agenda. We wish to place on record our deep appreciation to Dr. Margaret Chan for her commitment and untiring effort in carrying the global health agenda forward and express our unstinted support to her endeavors. End of the highlight. The full statement is available at the counter. Ladies and gentlemen, the national statement. First and foremost, as the Minister of Health and head of the delegation, I wish to express my sincere thanks to the Director General of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, for the invitation extended to me and my delegations to participate in this assembly and the excellent arrangement made for our stay in this beautiful country. While I congratulate the President on his election, I also thank members for the honor placed on Sri Lanka by electing me as a Vice President. As the Minister of Health of the Government of Sri Lanka, I wish to express our view regarding the impact of climate change on health sector in Sri Lanka and globally. Our lives are connected to the climate as a result of massive amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases emitted to the atmosphere. We see change to the relatively stable climate that we enjoy in the past. Our planet will soon become a sick giant, so will be its people. The industrialized nations are the worst offenders in this scenario. They emit the most amount of offensive gases to the atmosphere. fossil fuels and low quality gasoline used to power diesel engines contribute a major share of carbon dioxide that pollution the environment. Climate change can be destructive to human health and well-being of the people. In a tropical country like Sri Lanka, it increases the risk of some infectious diseases which are spread by mosquitoes and other insects. These vector-borne diseases include dengue fever and malaria. Dengue fever has become a big threat to our country. It was so bad that as a result of my personal appeal, the President Task Force was formed under the leadership of His Excellency the President Mahinda Rajapaksa to fight the spread of this disease. Several important ministers such as defense, law and order, local government, public administration, education, disaster management were included in this task force. The Ministry of Defense, together with the Armed Forces and the Police Department, joined in activities to clear mosquito breeding places in all districts of the country. All these activities and especially the dedication of our clinical and public health staff have contributed greatly towards bringing down the dengue deaths to a very low figure. Sri Lanka can be taken as a role model for eliminating malaria. Since 2012 to date, we have not come across a single local case of malaria. According to Sri Richard Feijen, an eminent doctor and director of the Global Health Group, I quote, "Sri Lanka is showing the world how to eliminate malaria. The country has made extraordinary progress, reducing malaria by 99.9% in the past decade," unquote. The 9th Annual General Meeting of the Malaria Elimination Group of Global Health, chaired by Sir Richard Feijen, will be held in Sri Lanka 15 to 17th October 2014. I hope many of you present here will attend this meeting. Finally, let this assembly be an historic opportunity to once again appeal to the world community to demand those countries releasing large amount of carbon dioxide and offensive gases to the atmosphere to adopt carbon-free energy sources to run their industries. This developed nation should be held responsible for releasing large quantities of offensive gases. And the people in developing and poor countries are the victims that to bear the consequences. Let us all be eco-centered rather than ego-centered so that we can all live happily and with good health and leave to the future generation a much better and healthy place to live in. Thank you for your attention.